T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Are we going to eliminate SARS-CoV-2? Sorry, no.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now, if you had integrity, you would resign.
Trans ideology claims dominion over nature itself. We can change the identity we were born with.
My time is very limited. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to drive to some clarity here.
Stop moving! Suspect down! Suspect down!
Did you see that? That was the video out of Nashville, some of the audio from it. And while it's shocking to the senses, thank a police officer today as you walk past them somewhere, because that's the individual who's going to run toward the gunfire. Thank you to all of our first responders, by the way. I've been impressed with how they've handled this in Nashville. Welcome back into the show, the 29th day of March. And I know that for sure because last night was our Save Our Schools rally. Thanks to all of you who showed up. We had a packed house down at Winty's. It was a fantastic event. Lots of people passionate about putting parents back on local school boards, people whose strings are not pulled by teachers' unions. And specifically the NEA, I want to make very clear, as you hear me talk about these school board elections this year, my issue is not with teachers. My mother was a teacher. She'd whip my tail if she heard me bad-mouthing teachers. My problem is with these unions who are controlled by their puppet master overlords in the unions. And if you don't believe that, just Google the NEA and look at their position on any issue. My guess is it probably does not fall in line with yours. So if you got a candidate in a local school board endorsed by the Missouri NEA, how can you reach any other conclusion that they also agree with the positions of the NEA or they wouldn't take the endorsement? I mean, I don't know how you get around that. My voter guide is available. You can download it at 971talk.com. I've got it out there on Twitter, at MarkCox971. I posted it to the Facebook page. There's no way to avoid it. You can find it if you want it. And then you know which candidates are going to be reflective of your values in your area. Important stuff. Lots of good stuff. I learned some things last night, which are kind of shocking to the senses. Remember a couple of weeks ago, if you joined us, we covered the story that there were some allegations by a candidate running and his wife, who's also a teacher, running out in the Rockwood School District, that somehow the GOP in St. Louis County had donated something like $40,000 to the candidates who were running for the Rockwood School Board. It's a flat-out lie. We called them out on that. The St. Louis County GOP, Renee Artman, came on here and said this is a lie. You can look at the MEC. You can tell exactly who's donated to all these candidates. There's no evidence of any of that. Well, then last night it was pointed out to me that if you do go do your homework, you just Google Missouri Ethics Commission, go to their website. You can very easily search for every school board candidate in your race, in your city, who has been contributing to their campaign and what those organizations might be. Like, I'm looking at one here for a candidate named David Biesenthal, who's running out in Wentzville. And it's some pretty interesting stuff on here when you start looking through the list of people who have donated to his campaign out here. And let me see what's on here. The St. Charles County Democratic Central Committee, $400. The Missouri NEA PAC, $1,000. That was on the 27th of February. The St. Charles County Families for Public Schools, $1,000. The Missouri NEA PAC, another $250 earlier this month. This goes on and on. The Tri-County Labor Legislative Club, the Missouri NEA PAC again on the 17th of March for another $250. All in all, as I added up, there's another $400 from the St. Charles County Democratic Central Committee. There's about $2,500 in last-minute contributions to this candidate for the Wentzville School District. So you don't have to look very far if you want to start making allegations that these are not nonpartisan elections. Look at who's making the contributions. You have the same ability I do to look that up. It's all public record. So I had my eyes open to some of this last night. You need to figure out who's working for you and your children, and maybe who's not looking out for their best interest or worried about what's in their curriculum or transparency in the district when it comes to a lot of these issues. All the people on my recommended list are looking out for those things. So you can go there and check that out. We're going to have some photos. I put one up this morning on the Facebook page, but we're going to have some photos and video of last night posted very soon. Our digital producer, Anna Ballman, is probably already working on that this morning. So we'll get that up there. Also, if you go to my webpage where these this list is with my voter guide, we have also loaded in all of the interviews we've done so far with all of our local school board candidates. And you'll have an opportunity to listen to the ones from your specific district if that catches your interest. Just want to let you know that's up there. It's never been more important, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on around the country in your schools? You need to take control of that back. We have an opportunity in this election next Tuesday. You have an opportunity to put parents back in the majority on school boards for maybe the first time in 15 or 20 years. We've ignored this for far too long. I did a story last hour. I had Genevieve Wood on. I hope you listened to it. If not, you can go back and hit the rewind button. If you're on the app, you can download the podcast. But she and I were talking about a story that's up on the Daily Signal today, dailysignal.com. The title of the article is "A Nation Committing Suicide." And you know why the historian drew that that conclusion? Because we're destroying ourselves from the inside. They took a poll. This is a Wall Street Journal poll. And the title is "America Pulls Back from Values That Once Defined It." Only 38% of Americans now say patriotism is very important, compared to 70% in 1998. That was 25 years ago. What a drop, a 32% drop in that. Only 39% say religion is very important in their lives, compared to 62% in 1998. I'm betting that precipitous drop has a lot to do with the fact that we're losing every day members of the greatest generation, and adding to it kids that have been subjected to coercive thought processes in our education system in the last 25 years. That drives home how important these school board elections are. You've got to vote. Early voting's underway right now. The election's next Tuesday. Get your butt off the couch and plan to vote so we can get parents with some common sense back on these local school boards. All right, quick break here. We've got U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is going to join me live in just a few minutes. We're going to ask him about the shooting in Nashville, why this isn't being called a hate crime. I want to ask him about his conversation yesterday with Alejandra Mayorkas on the floor of the Senate. It was epic. And what he uncovered was pretty shocking. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If it had been reported, there's not a law for that, but had it been reported that she was suicidal or that she was going to kill someone and had been made known to us, then we would have tried to get those weapons. But as it stands, we had absolutely no idea actually who this person was, if she even existed.
Chief John Drake there from Nashville PD referring to that tragic shooting this week. And we don't know a lot. We do know that so far this has not been called a hate crime. Why is that? I've got United States Senator Josh Hawley on the phone this morning. And, Senator, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I heard your comments on Laura Ingraham's show last night, and thank you for giving me some time this morning. I wonder why. In any other scenario, this would have immediately jumped to a focus on the group that was targeted, in this case, Christians. That's not been the case here.
Well, I think that's because the media and probably the federal government wants to sweep all that under the rug. I mean, they don't want to admit what the truth is, which is straight from the words, from the lips of the PD in Nashville, this was targeted. You know, that was the first thing they said. This wasn't random. It wasn't that the shooter just chose any school. She chose this school. She targeted this school. And listen, the federal law makes a crime any kind of violence against people on the basis of their religious affiliation. This is a religious school. So it is a hate crime. Certainly, based on what the PD is telling us, it appears to be a hate crime. And we should be honest about that, Mark. And there ought to be a full hate crime investigation. What led to this? We need to make sure this doesn't happen again. And these kind of hate crimes against Christians, people of faith, don't proliferate.
Well, Senator, it's not surprising. After Joe Biden came out and made odd comments about eating ice cream, he immediately went to blame the gun for what happened down there. It's the same narrative over and over and over again.
Yeah, and yet he can't bring himself to admit that we have a deranged individual here, perhaps motivated, Mark, and this is what we need to find out, by a deranged ideology. I mean, let's tell the truth here, that we've had a lot of rhetoric coming out of some radical leftist groups who've been saying things like, if you oppose the trans agenda, then you are engaging in genocide and talking about days of vengeance. And now we have this school shooting. I mean, we need to find out, was this motivated in part by that kind of hateful rhetoric? I mean, that's what Biden doesn't want to talk about. He doesn't want to talk about what's really going on here. He doesn't want to talk about the hate speech that's been directed towards Christians and people of faith. And that's what we need to be focused on, because that's the truth.
Yeah, very true. Yesterday, I watched you take down Alejandro Mayorkas. I don't know how else to describe it. It was pretty epic. Tell my listeners what the app is. Is this an app that the United States government created for illegal aliens?
Yeah, exactly. And pay for. This is your hard-earned tax dollars at work. I mean, I hate to laugh, because I guess if you don't laugh, you cry. I mean, it's just, here's the deal. If you want to cross the border illegally, now there's an app for that created by the United States government. You can go, illegals can go on to this app. It's called CBP1. They can actually schedule a time, Mark, to come to the border, make an appointment, you know, skip the line. You don't even have to wait in line anymore. You know, skip the illegal line. Come right in. No interview, no documentation. They're just waved into the interior of the country, given a court date, and said, you know, show up if you want to, basically. I mean, this is unbelievable. And the secretary had no answer for it. I mean, he said, well, we hope this reduces the backlog. I'm like, what, the backlog of illegals and cartels at the border? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I saw Senator Cruz as well asking him about the armbands, the wristbands that they wear that are given to him by the cartel that he seemed to be unaware of. I mean, this is Kamala Harris level incompetence.
And this is this guy's entire job, is our homeland security, to not know that the cartels have active human smuggling rings, that they are charging people to come across the borders, the bands that Senator Cruz showed based on how much you pay and then how much you owe, how much the immigrants owe the cartels. I mean, listen, the border is not out of control in one sense. It's totally controlled by these cartels, which really are terrorist organizations, Mark. We ought to treat them as such. They are trying to invade our country. These cartels are. They are using every means, military means, drug trafficking, to try to come across this border and to invade our peaceful cities and areas. And we have got to do something about it. But the fact that Mayorkas didn't even know, he's like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what any of those things are. This is his job. What's he doing with his time, you might ask him? He's designing apps for illegal immigrants to get concierge service. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's amazing. We're talking to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley here. You know, I Googled it while you were talking, the CBP1 app. You can find it on there by the Customs Border Patrol. Has this app that's just stunning to look at, and I don't know where you go with that. Is there was I know when the Republicans took over the House, they talked about trying to impeach him.
Yes, and this is something that I hope that they will move forward with, because when you do an impeachment, you get evidence, you get discovery. We need to get into the files over at DHS and find out what is going on. Now, just take this app, for instance. How much did this cost? He didn't know. Who was hired? What big tech firm, got hired with taxpayer money to make this thing? We need to know. We need to know what they're doing, how much they've been cutting out of Border Patrol. We need to know what the agents on the ground have been telling Mayorkas. The whistleblowers have been coming to me, coming to others, and saying we're desperate for help. We keep telling the Biden administration they won't listen to us. All of that needs to be made public.
Yeah, very true. Senator Josh Hawley, my guest. If it seems to me like if you go on the media or you go out in public and you say anything negative at all about the billions of dollars we're sending to the Ukraine, somebody's going to label you a puppet for Vladimir Putin. But what's wrong with questioning how U.S. dollars are being spent over there?
Well, this is what I said to my colleagues yesterday. I forced a vote yesterday, Mark, on a simple bill that would install a watchdog over every dollar and cent spent on Ukraine. My view is, listen, I'm opposed to it, and I voted no on this aid, and we've talked about that. But at the least, we could be tracking it and giving the people of our state and the country an accounting of what's being spent. And do you know my colleagues voted it down? I think many of them don't want to know. They just want to write the checks. They don't want to know how it's being spent. They don't want any accountability. I can tell you that is not going to stand, Mark. The American people are not going to continue spending hundreds of billions of dollars on an overseas war and not know how it's spent. It is ridiculous. And this is far from over. I'm not going to give up on this.
Yeah, it's a great point. I know you've been following stuff back here at home. The Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, is trying to remove Kim Gardner from office. She held a news conference last night and basically a rally for herself, and once again claimed that the only people after her are after her for racial reasons and not the incompetence that he's charging in this quo warranto effort.
Well, the people who have suffered from her dereliction of duty for years now are above all the residents of the city and the area that she is supposed to be serving. Who is it who is not safe going out on their own streets? It's the members of that community right there, the St. Louis community, and the people she is supposed to be serving. So she can talk about, oh, they're coming to get me from out of the area, from out of the city. That's not true. It's her own community that is rising up and saying, we are not safe. When you got the mayor of St. Louis criticizing her and saying this is out of control, that there's a huge problem. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, she is not prosecuting criminals. And Mark, this is true of these Soros prosecutors all across the country. They will not prosecute the criminals. They treat the criminals like victims. They coddle them. And then we've got innocent people getting executed gang style on our streets. It's outrageous.
And then Alvin Bragg goes after a former president for a 7-year-old misdemeanor. Yeah, we see it.
Exactly.
Josh Hawley, listen, we appreciate your time today, sir. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great having you on. Absolutely spot on there, right? Hey, speaking of schools, what is going on in the Fox C6 district? We're going to get a parent on here who has discovered something pretty shocking about a middle school assembly that happened the other day. You think school board elections aren't important? Oh, yeah. It's coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show. All right. I just wanted to let the vocals start there, Carl. One of my favorite albums of all time, I'll just have to say. Fantastic AC/DC there. So I held a rally last night for school board candidates. And we talked a lot about how important it is to have a little bit of common sense applied to what's going on in our schools. And then things like this happen. I'm minding my own business on my show this morning, and people start messaging me about an assembly that was held. Apparently it was scheduled for a number of schools in the Fox C6 school district. And after whoever scheduled it realized what it really was, they stopped it from happening at a couple of other schools, but a number of kids had already been exposed, is the best word that I can come up with, for what appears to be, I don't know if I'd call it not really a strip show. It's not really a drag show, but I wanted the one of the mothers that drew this to my attention to join me this morning who can maybe explain this a little more. Lauren Akins from the Fox C6 School District, she's a parent there, is on the phone with us this morning. Lauren, thank you for giving me some time.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
And thank you for drawing this to the attention of a lot of other parents in the Fox C6 district. Is it my understanding that this involved an assembly at Fox Middle School? Is that correct?
Yes, that is true. It was actually brought to my attention from my child who brought me these screenshots. And I want to be clear, it wasn't, I would say too sexual. I did receive a message from a student that their reception of the dance moves were a little inappropriate.
Yes.
But I have heard multiple adults say that, you know, had they seen inappropriate actions at the time, they would have stopped it right there, including people from the school. But the main concern was that this, you know, person's social media was shared. And in this day and age, we know how fast that can go around. And these students found multiple photos, and the issue being that if we're vetting these, you know, assembly or, you know, speakers to come to these schools, which you have to go through a pretty good process, the concern is how did this get by? And just by a simple Google search, you can locate some things, articles of upset parents already in other states and school districts. And that's really the concern, is because now he's going through schools and he's doing his assemblies and sharing a social media, which is very quick to get to everything else. And so now there's pictures of a grown man almost completely naked in half of these children's, you know, Snapchats and being shared around. It's all posted on my post on Facebook. And I really just came out as a concerned parent because there needs to be a better vetting process.
Right. So I just want, just to be clear, Lauren, that the assembly, they hired this guy. His name is, his website is named J-Line Music, and to do, I guess, a dance routine at an assembly at a middle school. But when you go to his website, the pictures you see are a mostly naked, bare-chested man, and doesn't leave a lot to the imagination. It doesn't seem like this would have been hard to vet.
And I think that what they were saying is they found them through a Vital Dance School Assembly website, because he does travel the country to go to other schools.
Okay.
So the website that they had, some of the videos have actually been removed, or they're not allowed to be seen at the moment. So it seems like whoever is on their PR team is really trying to hide some things. It's very vague in what is disclosed at the school assemblies. And it's under the guise of an anti-bullying assembly. So as a parent, we would always sign off on that.
Sure.
You know, but it's definitely not anti-bullying at the core, because there's, you know, there's provocative dancing, there's provocative music. And I was not at the assembly, so I did not watch the actual show. But if the 13-year-old can find this information in an 8-minute search, I have more hope for adults.
Lauren Akins is my guest. And I'll point out here that the individual involved here, and I don't know his name, it says J-Line Music is the name of his group, is on tour right now with something called the Dirty Pop Party. And as you look at the videos on here, it's not hard to see why it might be referred to that way. I don't know that that's the exact performance that took place in the school. Somebody told me that they had spoken with the principal at that school. And once they heard the complaints, either they or the superintendent prevented it from being carried on over at some other schools where it had been scheduled, correct? Did you hear that?
To my knowledge, he did perform at two schools. I've heard it was three, but I know that he performed at Fox Middle School and Ridgewood Middle School. And I've had children reach out to me from both schools. The third school, I'm not sure which one that would be, but I know that he was slotted to perform at Antonia and Sekman as well, but those were the ones that were canceled.
Yeah, in the Fox C6 school district. So my guess is this is going to be probably a subject for discussion at the next school board meeting, and there's a school board election coming up next Tuesday.
Yes, there is, and I would really pray that the people that are being elected to the board would have some, I don't want to say common sense, because I really truly want to come in respect and truth in this. And I just really hope that they would learn to vet somebody if at all possible, which this definitely was. I would hope that they would learn to vet them a little bit more clearly.
It certainly sounds like somebody dropped the ball here. We'll see if there's any more fallout on it or not. But Lauren Akins, listen, I appreciate your willingness to come on and talk about this morning, and thank you for drawing our attention to it.
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you for bringing it to the public's eye, because this is a concern for all of our schools.
Everywhere. Absolutely, Lauren. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I appreciate that. Yeah, and you know, if you look at my voter guide, there is an election coming up in the Fox C6 district. And on my voter guide, the recommended candidates I have down there who will represent the parents' point of view maybe a little more are Judy Smith and Travis Lentner. They're on my list of people. And if you're a parent in Fox C6, you may want to call your school and find out maybe how this happened, or was it scheduled at your school and then it just didn't happen? Honestly, you look up this guy's Facebook page, you'll be shocked. And I'm sure those are the exact pictures the kids were sharing afterwards. I don't know if he was shirtless during this performance. I kind of doubt it, but some of it's on the verge of pornographic, to be honest. So wanted to put that out there as an example of why these school board elections are so important. They really are. Coming up in April, early voting is already underway, but April 4th is Election Day. Be sure you get out there and vote. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm tired of trying to find a way to justify you being able to keep 75 guns in your house. I am tired of trying to figure out a way to say, listen, we have rules and regulations. The Constitution is very clear. Scalia changed the meaning of what the Constitution says.
Well, and
Scalia changed it.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg on a roll. I don't got time to be 75. Whoopi, guess what? I'll have as many guns in my house as I want. And you know the truth about it? Not a single one of my guns has ever jumped up out of the safe and injured anyone. I could have 100 guns, and I can say with a lot of confidence, none of them will ever jump up on their own and shoot someone. That's not how that happens. Just like cars. Well, I can't say that anymore because of this stupid Tesla thing, but cars don't drive themselves, generally speaking. Your car's not going to start itself and take off unless you're in it. But guns don't shoot themselves. They don't. That's the stupidity of her argument. The Second Amendment says I am allowed to keep and bear arms as long as I do it legally. And if I do it illegally, I need people like Kim Gardner and Kim Fox and Alvin Bragg and these other losers around the country to lock those people up if they use the gun illegally. But that doesn't happen. All they want to do is complain about more gun laws, when they don't enforce the ones that are on the books. And it doesn't matter which politician you're talking about. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg got her own opinion. We're 48 hours out from what happened in Nashville. Listen to the mayor of Nashville. Go to cut four, Carl, please.
The public is going to go back to understand or questioning why we have so few restrictions on guns, particularly assault level type guns, that guns and gunfire are the number one cause of death with children, and we really can't tolerate that anymore. We owe it to the parents. Everybody that's attending every vigil in Nashville feels that there needs to be a public response to this kind of tragedy and to say enough is enough.
Yeah, this is the mayor of Nashville. So what do we know so far about the shooter down there? We know that there's some question as to how she identified. We know that about her. We know that her parents knew she had mental health problems and never addressed it. Didn't think she should have guns. Had her either on medication or in counseling for whatever was going on with her, but didn't bother to tell anybody. And then we're to believe that she had 7 guns, including a bunch of rifles, hidden away in her house and her parents completely didn't know about it. Had no idea that she had the guns there, right? But what we also know is that apparently because she'd never been entered into the National Criminal Background Check System, there was no reason for her not to be able to walk into a gun store and buy those guns. We know that she killed 6 individuals, which I would point out, as tragic as that is, you could do with a 6-shot revolver. You don't need a scary black semi-automatic sporting rifle to do that, right? So none of the laws they want to change would have changed any of this. But they want to try to make it fit their narrative on this. It just makes me sick the way some of these folks have reacted to this. Before the scene was even cleared, the White House was commenting on things they had no idea about. So, hey, remember to download the podcast if you didn't get to listen to the entire show today. Wherever you download your podcasts, you can find it. If you're on the Odyssey app, you can find it there, 971talk.com. We've got everything up there for you as well. Thanks again for those who turned out for the school rally last night. A tremendous success. We're going to keep talking about these issues leading up to the election on April 4th. So important that you go vote in your school board elections and other municipal elections coming up. Kilmeade is next, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.